Jones Radio, that's where I wanna be. Radio Reverb, wouldn't you agree? Pete Jones Radio, that's where I wanna be. And I will listen for the rest of my life. Said I will listen for the rest of my life. Pete Jones Radio.
Now, we have in the studio not one, not even two, but three members of brand new band, or brand new named band, the Island Giants. Guys, how on earth are you?
We're good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you so much
but
for having us.
We're scared about these.
Scared? Why?
Slaying
dragons.
Giants.
Slaying
people.
With fresh flesh.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know.
They can come and have a go.
They can come and have a go.
They can come and have a go.
They can have a go.
If they think they're hard enough.
If they think they're hard enough. I tell you. Thank you guys, by the way, so much for slotting in your session here, because it's just so brilliant. We've got a double header tonight, which I know you know, because you've been in the green room chatting away. How were the other band? Are they okay?
They're such beautiful souls. Yeah.
So much fun.
Amazing.
Aren't they? No,
yeah.
Seriously.
So you're generous.
Well, they are generous, yeah. Were they buying you drinks?
Oh, yeah.
I hope not, because they should have been
very
free.
Drunk.
They were making money on the side by the sound of it. That's outrageous. That's so Rosie Brown. She is. What an influence on her daughter, too. So we've got Paul, Flick and Mike. I'm going to say formally known as, but that's not quite true, is it? Because you are sort of a new band. Ish.
Yeah, I suppose I'm the new element.
Yes.
We didn't have a girl lead, a woman lead singer before.
No.
So, yeah.
And you are a woman.
Various women singers in.
Yes. Over the years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'm a more permanent fixture.
Right.
I like to think. I hope.
And I'm so pleased.
Well, you've made us change our name.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and he doesn't say that begrudgingly, because what I'm so pleased about Paul is he's come in on brand, on message, wearing a DB's t-shirt. I mean, hello.
So last year.
So not the band. You guys are not the DB's.
Well, I was going to wear a Tenderhooks one, of course.
Well,
you know.
Don't go there. I thought of wearing one of those tonight as well.
And we don't have Island Giant t-shirts yet, so they are in the pipeline. They're coming.
And equally.
They're going to be huge. They're going to be giant size.
What, the t-shirts?
Yeah.
Good.
Only for giants.
Good, yeah. good, because I have been a bit donutty of late. Well, that is good, because I thought I was going... I got something in my throat then. I was trying to tag you on Facebook, and luckily you told me there isn't one yet.
Not yet. Just YouTube, at The Island Giants on YouTube.
So what's going on with The Island Giants? Flick, you talk me through the journey.
So Mike and I have played acoustically for quite a long time, doing various bits and bobs, and Mike's often said to me, come and sing with the band. And I've done a few bits with them. And then last year, I came along and started rehearsing properly with the band.
Yeah.
And so we became the new DBs for a bit.
The new DBs.
Like the new
yes.
Yes. The new faces. New faces. Yeah. Yeah, the new seekers. I like that reference.
But so I wasn't learning the DB's songs. I did learn a couple of them, but both basically Mike and I have written a whole new load of material as well, so we thought that deserved a bit of a new thing.
And too. The Island Giants, I love the name, by the way.
Oh, good.
Reference. What is that island called? I can't remember.
It's Easter Island.
Easter Island.
Yeah.
Dang it. Dang, I was going Galapagos so wrong. I love that reference, and I just love the idea of those statues. That is beautiful. How would you describe the music now, the Island Giants?
It's a bit of a genreless mishmash of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So on our webpage, it's got rock, pop, Americana, folk.
Like it. Yeah.
Indie.
Yeah. Indie-ish.
Everything-ish.
Everything-ish.
We're not tied down.
A mishish.
Anything, yeah.
A mishish in a bottle. It's all good.
It's where the mood takes us, yeah.
Well, there's a great mood. I mean, seriously. Do you know what I'm going to do? I think right now we need to hear it. Because
let's do it.
Because this is why you've come in and you've got these roadies around you. We set up the live lounge for you. It looks perfect here, by the way.
It's a good thing our truck could fit in the
That's why I think that's why you took up the lift, and that's why old Dams Ross and Steve couldn't make it.
Ross is partial to a pizza on the way to a gig.
Oh, what's he like, fatty old man though?
And chicken pizza.
And chicken,
well,
that's wrong.
That's
wrong. I suppose he's going to put pineapple on it now, is he? Would you let us know what you are about to play, and I'll just fade down and let you do it.
Okay, this is called Blown Away. There isn't anything I have to do. There are no strings attached to me. I got nothing to hold me down. People could tell by the state of my bed or the way my clothes lie in a mess that I was blown away up into the atmosphere. 'Cause I had no weight to keep me here. Yeah, 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 I was blown away up into the atmosphere. 'Cause I had no weight to keep me here. By the food in my fridge or the way my car's parked in the street. People could tell by my shoes in the hole I was probably never here at all. 'Cause I was blown away up into the atmosphere. 'Cause I had no weight to keep me here. Yeah, 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 I was blown away up into the atmosphere. 'Cause I had no weight to keep me here. Like a balloon that's been released, hanging with the recently deceased. Not high enough to not look down at the heavy weights there on the ground. I had no weight to keep me here. Yeah, 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 I was blown away up into the atmosphere. 'Cause I had no weight to keep me here. Yeah, 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 I was blown away.
Blown away.
Blown away.
Blown away.
Blown away.
Blown away.
Blown, 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 blown away.
Me, I mean, I'm blown away. Are you kidding me? That is fantastic. We got the Island Giants in. We got Paul. We got Flick, and we got Mike. Of course, not. Who, ironically, is anyone who's not actually on a mic? But I think that's judging. Well, from last time, quite frankly, he's
very drunk. Remember, he's very
on backing vocals.
Very, very drunk. We've also got the unspoken talent of Bailey the Bear, who is in the house. Chief producer, of course. Just taking it all in, really, and hasn't barked yet.
No.
Which I think is a blessing.
I think I slightly scared him with that bit at the end.
Well, you know, he can take it, quite frankly. So, guys, let us know how we can come and see you, because this is sounding great. Love it.
Yeah, we are playing at the Brunswick.
Friday the 27th of this month, June.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Brunswick.
Doubleheader with our good friends.
Doubleheader.
With Tenderhooks. Marcus is billing us as... What's Tenderhooks versus Island Giants?
Is that what he's doing? It's
like Bailey's just been sick.
Properly sick.
I am so sorry.
That's a weird thing.
There's something not quite right
about
Bailey. Right, listen, we're going to sort this out.
Is that my song, Bailey? Did that actually make you hear?
What is wrong with the bear? He hasn't been himself, I'll be honest with you.
This is like Samson.
He's had his hair cut. Soul.
You see, this doesn't happen to Steve Wright.
Your producers out here to sort it out.
Well, we've got Come people. On. Have you seen? I've never seen people slacking. Move so quickly as this. We misread your rider. We thought you wanted, yellow Lucozade or something.
I think Rosie was sneaking some drinks to Bailey as well as Mike.
I think you're not wrong. It's all kicking off, I tell you. I'm not gonna say anything, but that's probably about the only tissues we got in the house. So, you know, use them wisely. We'll be there. We'll be there in a minute. In fact, let's cut to a tune, shall we, and sort this mess out. I was expecting many things from today, but that was not on the list. We have, you've already been in the studio, which is a marvellous thing. And luckily you recorded this. So this, my friends, is Airborne. Blimey, open the window, someone.
Good, isn't it?
That is so good. It's got all sorts of things going on. There's a little bit of PJ Harvey in there. There's all sorts of rock. A little bit of what's Patti Smith in there? There's a I love it, love it, love it. I'm not just saying this because they're here, but it's all in there, guys. That is so good.
Thank you.
So good. So is there plans to be letting the public have any of this stuff? Is it going to be released? Where is it at the moment?
Well, that's an interesting question. We've done some demos and we are looking to record very, very soon.
Okay.
I'm looking at Mike here.
So that was actually a demo, wasn't
it? That's a demo, yeah.
And where did you record that?
Electric.
Very good.
Bashed out 8 songs, 6 songs.
Oh, brilliant.
Songs
yeah. Our producer is moving house.
So and who's the producer? Kind of, should we name check?
Simon Walker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's moving house. So at the moment, his studio is a little bit out of commission. So
yes.
When he eventually gets his new house, then we'll probably do some more and finish him off.
Listen, guys, I'm sorry, but if that is a demo, Jesus, great. So good. Are you having fun with it?
Oh my gosh, definitely.
Because
yes.
Flick, I didn't quite get. So did you? It sounds like you were doing some like sort of guest vocals with the DBs a bit.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. I've done a bit of studio stuff with them.
And you've worked with Mike before,
yes,
but
yes.
Not with the DBs in other things.
Just bits
on DBs. Because
okay. Yeah,
and just recordings rather than in a live. Well, you did a bit live.
I came on stage with you once. Yeah.
Did you? And are you the only one in the room that hasn't been part of the Tenderhooks project? Or
yes, I'm nothing to do with the Tenderhooks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to meet you. This is great. She's not even part of the Tenderhooks project. Whoa, one person we've met.
I don't even know them. I know nothing
what?
About them.
She doesn't even know them. Seriously, you brought her. How did you find this woman?
I met Flick on a yoga holiday.
Of course you did.
Where
Mike.
I was the only man with,
sounds
I think,
like
17 women.
Yeah, it's very true.
I mean,
so that's how we first met.
Is that how they sold it to
and
you?
And we had an evening when everyone had to dress up in a fancy frock, including me, apparently.
Right.
But then I discovered that Flick could sing, so we did Dreams.
How very cool.
By Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
And from then it's all kind of
beautiful.
Gone from there, really. That was about
if you're gonna do that
8
song.
Years ago.
Wow. Very good. I love that story. That's very, very good. What a way to meet someone. You see, that's, you know, but I think, you know, meeting Alessandra on the train the other day, that's pretty cool.
Yes,
and now
absolutely.
She's listening.
Yeah.
And she loves
that.
Your sauna story.
Well, I didn't want to go there, but I will. I don't mind
going
there.
There's nothing like a sauna story.
He doesn't miss a trick. He does. He picks up everything.
The Brighton Beach Box is great for a sauna story. The last time I was there, I met a man who'd done the Iron Man and died.
Hang on a minute.
While he was doing the Iron Man.
What, right. Came back to life.
Came back to life.
Did you go into the wrong box? Oh, I see. you weren't supposed to open that lid. I get it now. I get it.
But it's just being in a sauna. People open up, right?
Well, they open that one up. Yeah, that's Pandora's box you entered.
Yeah. and if you're really into your sauna storytelling, there's actually a really interesting sauna up at Stanmer Park.
Go on.
Up at Stanmer, where Bella, who was originally part of the seafront.
The posse.
Scene.
Oh, yes.
And she's got a sauna up there. And she specialises in storytelling, which is a great experience.
Maybe we could put a band in the sauna.
Oh, yeah. We could do...
I mean,
Hutton Stimme.
And we could do a gig at the Earthship afterwards.
Of course you could. The Earthship. Yeah. Back to yoga and 17...
Yeah. It's all coming to place.
All the tendrils.
The tendrils of
being
Tenderhooks.
Pulled together.
Yes. Well, okay, my sauna story was Ed Blunt, okay, just so happened to be in the sauna, I mean, with visiting Brighton, but his sister lives here, and we got chatting, and turns out he is a mega musician and a singer-songwriter. He knew of quite a few people that I knew, and he sent me his material and he wants to move down. In a sauna, we gleaned all this stuff. I know.
It's remarkable.
You've got to
come
to Brighton,
folks. You
don't
just open the pores, you see.
There we go.
Open your mind.
Don't listen, Bailey. Don't open anything. Bailey's listening, going, porous? What porous? My porous. You're in the doghouse, man. Seriously, you don't do that to our guests. That was outrageous. So listen, 27th of June, Brunswick, that is the next time we can see you. With the Tenderhooks, double gigging, or when I say double gigging, a battle of the bands by the sound of it. when else are you got a gig?
We haven't. That's it. If people keep an eye on our YouTube page,
yes.
I don't know if I can. Oh, we're really rubbish at social
media. Listen,
we'll let you know.
Tell you what.
We'll let you know.
Here's some homework for the next 7 days.
That's a good
Set
idea.
Up a band page on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, if I can do it, no one else can do it. Message in from Kafir Anya, a regular listener. Hi, Pete. Kafir Anya here, returning after a brief listening hiatus. She went to Cuba. It's fine.
Oh,
I was listening to what she said. Loving loving listening to the show from the only direct train from Brighton, from London Bridge to Hove, like this. It's a train night. It's like the last chopper out of Saigon. I can imagine it is. Are you clinging on to the end? Especially midweek. Thanks for the music to round off my working day so nicely. Question for your listeners. Okay, here we go. Does anyone know where I can buy black quinoa in the UK? This is so kafir, Anya, I tell you. Oh, is that, am I saying it wrong? Quinoa. Oh, shush.
That's so Brighton.
Stop it, quinoa. preferably not in bulk,
yeah, the open
it says.
Market,
open
definitely.
Market. After a recent trip to Peru,
Taj.
See, I told
Taj.
You. I was, Taj. Yes, Taj is good. I learned we are being robbed of the best things in life, namely 5,000 types of potato, as well as red and black quinoa. Am I saying it right? And I want to start adding to my kefir overnight oats. I bet you do. For a natural source of lithium. Well, if you want some lithium, the quickest, cheapest battery. Way is just to open up a battery and suck. Oh. Anyway, this is not medical.
Come down to the green room here.
This ain't a medical show. You can come back to the green room here. Of course you can.
Mike's cracking open the lithium as we speak.
And I tell you what, that got Rosie Brown and band interested. They're now banging at the window. Yeah, what are they doing? If you look down, you can just see them right down the bottom of the open market. And
they're really drunk as well, aren't they?
They're in the hustle-bustle part, the sort of Marrakesh-esque
part. They've got pizzas with Ross. They're having chicken pizza with Ross.
Chicken pizzas. Guys, do you want to go out with one live tune? Because I'd love to hear it. What have you got lined up?
This is Life. Yes.
What's it called?
Life.
Life? Yeah. Okay, life. I thought you said lice.
Life.
I thought,
which is a miserable affliction.
Now, listen, was it quinoa or was it quinoa?
Well, I don't... Yeah, I mean, I've heard that it's quinoa, but quinoa. Someone's going to come back, aren't they, and say, actually, it's quinoa or something, isn't
that
it?
That was right in my
ear.
Listen, if you've been on a yoga treat with 17 people and this guy, you know how to say it. So I'm taking you are gospel. That's fine. Please tell us what this song is and take it away.
This is Life.
Of course it is.
2, 3, 4.
Life keeps singing me a different song. One I heard all along. Just couldn't keep it turned on. And life, he's standing right in front of me in all his divinity, saying, baby, jump on. Well, I long for freedom, and I have the feeling Christmas and birthdays are not quite enough. And I long for wisdom, but I'm in the system that tells me I'm not strong enough. I'm gonna cling like a kid to the tree of truth. Gonna dive in the ocean of everything you do. Wanna play safe beneath the benevolent sky. I'm gonna travel in the pocket of all life's dreams. I wanna be part of magnificent things. Explore the polar reaches of this life. Kept showing me different signs, time after time. I chose to stay blind, but now I'm forced to walk a different path to appease my screaming heart. It makes me laugh, 'cause I always longed for freedom, and I always had the feeling new clothes and discos were not quite enough. And I always longed for wisdom, but I've been raised in the system that kills me with rhetoric and bluff. I'm gonna cling like a kid to the tree of truth. Gonna dive in the ocean of everything you do. Wanna play safe beneath the benevolent sky. I'm gonna travel in the pocket of all life's dreams. I wanna be part of magnificent things. Explore the polar region. creatures of this life. Life, life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life. Life, life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life.
2, 3, 4.
Life, life, I'm living my life. I said life. Life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life.
One more.
Life, life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life, life, I'm living my life. I said life.
And that's it.
And who needs Dams when we got Pete? You know, Dams sings so loudly. We'd never give him a mic.
He never needs a mic. He's never took a lesson.
He doesn't need a mic.
That was beautiful. I mean, the ending was to die for.
That's the end of life.
What's that track called?
Life.
Not lice. Lice. Just before you go, Anya, Kafir Anya, has basically revoked my Brighton residency for not knowing how to pronounce Kiwa.
Exactly. It's like saying you don't meditate.
I'll get my coat. Thank you so much. You guys have been absolutely brilliant. Paul, Flick and Mike of the beautifully named the Island Giants. Guys, thank you so much. Honestly, and you made Bailey sick. You made me feel wonderful. And at least it was that way around.
I've got to get Mike home now.
I do. Sorry about that. The green room has a lot to answer for. Guys, you are beautiful. Keep me in the loop of anything that is coming down the tracks. Will you do that?
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. For me, really it's been a pleasure. He's very, very drunk.
Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.